You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
It's east and west.
Yeah.
Come on, man. today is International Caps Lock Day. No.
Oh.
No.
I think you're supposed to yell that one.
Oh, we're going to have a conversation about the old caps lock.
It's International Caps Lock Day.
No.
Oh.
We talked about this last week. Unless you need CPR, do not all caps lock me ever for any reason.
Okay.
Are we referencing something in particular?
It just
she is
sends me directly over the edge, especially like in an email or a subject line.
There is like to share?
There is nothing so urgent outside of if it was that urgent, you would text me because you know me that it needs to be all caps. Do you know what it is? It's not confrontational. It makes me homicidal. I see the all caps email as an affront to my very being.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to start sending you every single correspondence.
Don't you dare. That drives me crazy.
Guaranteed.
Or if it says urgent. Okay, no, nothing is that urgent if you're sending it in my work email that I don't even check. If it's urgent, you would call me.
Absolutely. War, and you would not answer.
Text me.
Just sending it.
Don't you dare all caps me.
No, I'm just sending you a nice little message.
I don't know what it is, Dan. When I see it, there's something in my brain that just it really, really agitates me.
Can you check your email real
quick? No, I will not check my email.
Well, it goes check your
back
text.
To when we determined that all caps meant that somebody was yelling.
It does mean that. Maybe that's why I read it like someone's yelling at me. Okay, Scott just all caps texted me, hello. But I read it in all caps. I read it like an angry, hello.
But I meant it as hello.
No, hello. No.
Normal spelling with two exclamation marks.
Hello.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? I sent you an email. What does it say?
I didn't read urgent. Really just says urgent. And then there's nothing in the body of the email.
That's the only word.
He's going to spam.
Oh, my word.
Junk mail.
I'm not reading it. So why is it a national day? We need to be getting rid of the practice.
So the guy who's doing my roof, the owner of the company just texted me in all caps, thank you for your business.
Here goes the text line.
Did you? Oh, here
no,
it goes.
It's already started.
Here it goes. Did you notice, Sam, I sent an outgoing email on Friday that I was going to be off-site working on Monday?
Yes, I received that email.
And do you recall how I sent it in very pleasant, dulcet tones?
In fact, even the beginning of the sentence was not capitalized.
No, I didn't capitalize any of it.
Not a single letter.
Would you like to read it? Do you still have it?
Sure, let me go find
it. It was essentially, quick. Scott, I am sending you this in all lowercase.
Yeah.
Because nothing needs to be capitalized.
Thanks a lot. I'm getting nothing but all cap text on the text
line. Well, that's on you for opening the text line. I don't allow that to seep into my Zen and destroy it anymore. But this is the problem with the all caps email. It just jumps out at you in your inbox. So you can't really avoid it in the way I avoid other unpleasant things.
Do you only have one person who emails you in all caps? Or are there multiple?
Ooh. In work product, yes. And when you add the exclamation points to the all caps, now you've crossed the line.
Have you talked to this person about all capping you?
No. But if you all cap me like in a text, I will. I am mature enough now that I will say, look, I appreciate what you are trying to convey here, but you can take those all caps and shove them with a sentence.
Okay, I'm going to have to clean this up because it does directly mention the person and the context. So I'm going to do my best to leave all of that out. This is the blank for Monday, mentioning blank. I found it among the 9,436 other
all caps
blank
emails
that are in all caps. Please note, I sent this to you, ... in lowercase. Bless.
Okay.
The follow-up was, I'm going to be gone.
Well,
if anyone needs anything, by close of business, COB. And guess what? I didn't even capitalize COB. So, and that is an acronym.
So I would recommend that you take up your mild, or should I say mild, grievance.
It doesn't agitate you a little bit?
I don't get very many.
I disagree. I don't think you read them. I think you get them, you just don't read them.
Okay. But I have, and I'm your witness here.
Mm-hmm.
I have visibly seen you get agitated.
If I get one more
when
all
you
caps
get,
email.
When
yes.
You, last week you got an all caps and you looked over at me, and I'll paraphrase, but be close enough to be dangerous. If I get one more, I mean, and you were in a great mood that day.
I was.
And it took your mood from way up here to in a matter of seconds.
And you said, oh my gosh, you just told me to calm down over this, and the all caps email just sent
That's
you
right.
over the edge.
And then I encouraged you that day to visit politely with the all cap offender and see if they, notice I haven't used any gender specific pronouns.
Very proud of you.
Thank you. To see if they would change their way of emailing.
Let me ask you this. Is there a difference in the way we receive certain, even with emojis? And I heard the other day that the dot, dot, dot for younger people is passive aggressive.
Oh, the ellipses? Get it out of here.
I use that all the time.
It is passive aggressive.
And
we
so
do.
I think generationally, maybe one generation thinks something means one thing and another generation accepts that as another thing.
Having trouble with the English language, and so they may not really know what.
Pardon me.
What, but Sam, dot, be dot, honest, dot. Why would the dot, dot, dot be aggressive? To me, it's just like I have a very, the way my brain works.
It's a pregnant pause in written form.
Right. Da, 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 da. Like it's kind of all scattered all over the place. So, and I don't know how to use commas and I hate the semicolon. It never should have been invented. It's stupid. And so I just dot, dot, dot everything.
See, and for me, and I had heard that the dot, dot, dot was somehow aggravating or offensive to the younger folks, but to me, it's my way of saying, here are two separate thoughts that belong together in the same sentence.
Huh. Have you ever heard of this crazy grammatical phenomenon called a comma?
No, but dot, dot, dot. I think you're agitated now.
I do too. Look,
it's a
we
comma.
Just I'm going to send you a bunch of dots, just
it's
dots
a comma.
On a page in all caps.
All you have to do is press it once.
Pregnant pause.
That's thank you, Dan.
Comma.
It's like a pregnant pause.
Dots don't have all caps.
What'd you say?
She said she was going to send me a bunch of dots in all caps.
Wait a minute.
That doesn't work.
If you capitalize the dot, by the way, it's a more than sign.
Well,
that's another thing. Why do we have that on the keyboard anymore? We don't use that anymore.
What?
Yeah, we do.
The less than or the more than?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, totally.
Don't. Not. No,
yeah,
you,
they come in handy.
What are you doing, trig
for,
in journalism?
For directions on how to follow the flow of a website.
Wait. Did you just say that more than was from trigonometry?
It's been a long time since I've taken math.
This is a right angle.
I remember my teacher in second or third grade showing me, you remember the less than is the one that goes this way because it's shaped like a capital L when you put your left hand up. I still remember her teaching me
well,
that.
Well, if the alligator is eating the number, yeah, he's just blowing my phone up with ellipses right now.
Now, if you use the ellipses properly.
He's so triggered. What is it for, Dan, for
with
real?
With something coming behind it,
mm-hmm.
it's like a pause for dramatic effect.
That's what I said. I said pregnant pause earlier.
So you could say,
now,
wait for
type,
it.
Okay,
dot, 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 dot.
Well, that's just wrong.
Passive aggressive.
Yeah.
Where right now you're just being aggressive.
Because you're waiting on, okay, well, what's the next thing?
What really?
You actually have to have a next thing after.
The reason that it becomes passive aggressive is because you guys use it, and by you guys, I mean boomers or boomers adjacent. Use it.
What? Did you just call Gen X boomers adjacent?
I did. I absolutely did.
That's dot, dot, dot.
Uncalled for.
That's right.
The problem is that you guys use the ellipses in place of a comma. So when you're saying, like, I did the laundry, comma, can you take the dog out? It's, I did the laundry, dot, 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 can you take the dog out? Which automatically implies that you're freaking angry that you had to do the laundry.
This is so interesting. Do you hear the agitation rising in his voice?
It's venomous.
Wait, we'll ask our listeners, what other everyday things, like really, like kind of in a funny way, but not, agitate you in the way the ellipses and the boomer adjacents have agitated Samuel? My all caps email, I think, is pretty universal. I think that's agitating for almost everybody.
Well, not for me, but I do, when I first see it, I think the person writing is angry with me and they're yelling at me.
Or if it's help urgent, our dog just got out, we're heartbroken, then I understand
or
all caps.
Help urgent, dot, 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 our dog just got out.
Even worse, yeah. Boomer adjacent. My boomer adjacent
that's
friend.
That's fine.
I'm not triggered. I'm just speaking in all caps because it's National All Caps Day.
Oh, no. Clever. You're not triggered. That cannon's been fired today.
The phones are already ringing. I'll give you one more example.
I mean, the heat emanating out of that room right now.
Of Dana's agitation. Any phone call between the hours of 6.06 p.m. and 6.30 p.m. that are not a very small circle of people in my life sends me over the edge. And do you know who I called it on the other day? Michael Mackey.
Really?
It was like 6.10. And I was like, you know you're not supposed to call me after the show. And I answered the phone and I go,
decompression time.
I love you. Why are you calling my phone? He is not an audio message leaver or a texter.
He's a caller.
He's a caller.
He called me this morning.
We've got a caller.
And I love Michael Mackey. We got to get to break. I love Michael Mackey, but it's always the same line. Shalom. Just checking in on you.
Yes, that's a text. And it is not a phone call at 6:10. You know when I'm in my car, that drives me crazy.
Honest to God, I had that conversation with my mom a couple 3 years ago.
Oh, your mom's on the do not call list.
No, she's on. I just told her. I said, Mom, is it an emergency? And she said, No. I was just calling to say hi or something like that. And I said, can I call you at 6:30? This is the time I decompress.
It's the first time we have any silence in the car and I can listen to music and not think about stupid things like ellipses.
You know where the ellipses are allowed?
Where?
Boomer adjacent rooms.
At the foreign desk.
At the foreign desk. 913-586.
You know it.
7798. 913-586-7798. Dana and Parks on KMBZ.
Turn away.
Welcome, dot, 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 back.
I already see one on line two. When we asked what is the one thing that when you hear it is a trigger that it just... Blah! Absolutely, that is correct.
I'd like to talk to you about Jesus.
Now, I will say that I have no problem with... Because I am a grammar nerd. I have no problem with ellipses used in the proper way. It's the fact that boomers and boomer adjacents use them in place of commas when it comes to texting.
Let's go to Dakota in Independence. Hello, Dakota.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well,
okay,
thank you.
So Dana was asking what small thing in daily life triggers you.
Yep.
When people say, we need to talk, and then just leave you on red the entire day.
Can you tell based on the dot, 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 they've left you on red, or it'll say red and they just didn't reply?
Well, I meant that as in, like, they'll just send that, we need to talk, and then you don't hear from them the rest of the day.
So, okay, Dakota, I understand what you're saying now. Just the we need to talk is enough to send me over the edge.
Here's one that I get from the kids.
We need to talk. That's never good. That's never we won the Powerball.
By the way, we need to talk with an ellipses.
Oh,
I'm done.
By the door.
In all caps.
Oh, I am done.
So the one I get from the kids and every once in a while from my mom is call me when you get a minute. Okay, like this minute, or should I wait until I actually have a minute? What is it about? Give me an idea.
I think that might be an older person thing. Call me when you have a minute, or also the we need to talk, I think, is universally aggressive.
So with the kids, I've gotten to the point where they now know if that's the message they're going to send me.
Somebody better be dead.
Well, no, it has to be. Call me when you get a minute. It is not an emergency.
Yeah, everything's fine. Well, right. Then that bothers me because then if you just get the call me when you have a minute, you know it's an emergency. Why don't you just pick up the phone and call me instead of interrupting my day with something that's going to send me over the edge?
Let's go to
the text. Oh,
go ahead, Sam.
From the text line, D-thaw, irregardless, I seen it.
Yeah, irregardless is not a word.
Lee, actually, it was added to the dictionary this year.
I do not acknowledge it as a word.
Lee in Atchison. Hello, Lee.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I need to speak to my journalism majors here.
Well, you found two.
Adjacent.
For what?
Who are boomer adjacent.
Yes.
That is correct.
And have kids that are Gen Z like me. I was taught phonics in school and taught grammar, and so I use it, but my children were never taught phonics and were not taught grammar. They were taught sight words. Look at this. This is the word little, L-I-T-T-L-E, looks like little. So they don't know what the proper grammar and the proper phonics is.
Right.
And it's become this whole new triggering thing. I will say the one that drives me nuts is supposedly.
Oh, I hate supposedly does not have a B in it.
Exactly.
And Lee, I'm almost positive they added that stupid word with a B in it a couple years ago because everyone mispronounces it so often. And I said, just because so many people mispronounce that and the other word doesn't mean
irregardless.
It doesn't mean we make it a word.
The one I will do all caps on, which I really never use that keyboard on my keyboard, is I love you guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Supposedly is an adverb. That
no,
means
not.
Something is possible or conceivable, or that it may be assumed, imagined,
no,
or supposed.
It is the incorrect pronunciation of supposedly. That's all it is. They should at least give it its correct definition if they insist on making that a word.
Well, no, and Scott is correct. Supposedly has been in the dictionary for a very long time.
It's people a different just, word.
Yeah, it's a totally different word with a different meaning.
Yes, for people who don't understand how to pronounce supposedly.
Also from the text
that
line.
Should actually be the definition.
Hot water heater. It's not heating hot water. It's a water heater.
It's a water heater.
That's... What was the one on Festivus Friday that was so brilliant?
Oh.
Sweet tea. Yeah. Unsweet tea.
Unsweetened
that's
tea.
That's right.
Yeah. 913-586-7798. Kim, Adam, and the others, hang tight. We'll try to get with everybody here in just a moment. 913-586-7798. You're supposedly listening to Dana and Parks. ... Today is International Caps Lock Day, which immediately triggered Dana. And then
an entire hour-long discussion we didn't see coming.
We started talking about ellipses, the ... that people add in their texts and emails. And
that, pregnant pause,
triggered Sam.
Yeah.
I remain untriggered at the moment.
For now.
For now.
I'm positively triggered by hilarity at the term boomer adjacent.
Very good.
By the way, I found one that Scott hates the other day. Are you aware of this one, Dana?
No.
Was this yesterday?
Oh, do tell.
I've now said it about a dozen times in your presence, so it's been many days since the day that you initially told me about it. But I was talking to someone in the newsroom who was, I don't know, a foot and a half from me, and she was complaining about something, and I said, I hear you.
Oh,
I hear you.
And Scott says, why? Because you're standing 2 feet from her?
And she's talking?
I was like,
I hear you.
Grouchy pants.
What about I hear you? I hear you.
I did say that. I go, really? You heard her? Is it because she's 2 feet away from you and talking?
By the way, he was not part of the conversation. He just turned around and fully triggered out of nowhere.
That's true. I was doing show prep.
You were.
When I heard the offensive phrase uttered by you.
I heard you.
I hear you. It's because I'm wearing headphones and you're talking into a microphone. Kim in Overland Park, hello.
Hello, how are you?
We're doing well.
Excellent. I am a boomer adjacent as well, but I was told by Sam I am using ellipses correctly. And that is when I have to send out an email that the subject may seem like that's all there is, I will do ... to let them know to open up the email to read more.
Oh.
Oh, it's like a teaser.
Yeah.
It's like a teaser. There you go.
Huh.
But my biggest issue is when I see people who go back to the old, like, pager type texting where you were charged by the character, and they'll mix, like, numbers in for the word two or and then put capitals in there and everything else, and you're like, I can't even read this. So that's my boomer case.
You know, Kim, you bring up a good point. It does drive me a little bit crazy when... And I'm trying to do two things at once, so forgive me. When I see somebody, and Prince famously did this all the time, like for the word for, I would die for you, one of his songs from 84, he would just use the letter four, the number four.
He was well known for doing that.
Yeah, I mean, I can't think of a single song title that he has or even album title that has the word F-O-R or the word two. Like... and the word you, he would just use a big, forgive me, all cap you,
Like, what was that Sinead O'Connor song that he wrote?
Nothing compares to
you. And it was the number two and you, yeah. Adam in Kansas City. Adam, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're doing well. Thank you.
I love the show. Long time listener. Calling a couple times. But, yeah, I want to touch on one of your pet peeves. That can you call me in a minute drives me insane. My father is notorious for, can you call me in a minute? Or call me when you got a minute.
Nope.
And whenever I don't know if it's an emergency, he's a heart patient.
Yeah, do you need CPR?
Immediately. Or if not, but generally it's a 13-second phone call follow-up with, like, what's the Wi-Fi password? Just text me, what's the Wi-Fi password?
Bingo.
Oh, that's all I had to add to it.
Adam, I love it.
I definitely relate.
If it is something simple, why not just text the simple thing? I need the Wi-Fi password. Not, we need to talk.
From the text, are you going to read the street sign one?
I was not. Go
ahead. Okay. Text writes, street sign reads, open trench. Have you ever seen a closed one?
By the way, the using numbers in place of words is an homage back to the T9 era, back when phones didn't have full keyboards, so people texted with the 9 keys. And so instead of typing out the entire word, you would just press the button and hold it for, I don't know, half a second, and it would put the number in place of the letters.
Okay.
Also, there are 4 really common misuses for the ellipses.
You just won't let it go, will you?
You've gone on a deep dive there. I'm going to completely go squirrel here because people think Sinead O'Connor's version of Nothing Compares to You is the greatest version.
That is false.
Then there are people who will say Prince's version
I know what you're gonna say.
Of Nothing Compares to You is the greatest version. And everyone who thinks those two things would be wrong. Chris Cornell's version of Nothing Compares to You shatters out of the water.
No.
And the late Prince and Sinead O'Connor would say the same thing. Chris Cornell's live acoustic version of Nothing Compares to You will throw you back on the floor.
It's good.
Oh, my gosh.
Doesn't what's-his-face do a version of that as well?
There's no need to mention any other artist.
A country guy that's really hot right now.
Yeah, Chris Stapleton does it. Nothing. And I love his voice. You know that.
Yeah.
The pain and the raw anguish and emotion in the late Chris Cornell's voice, it's can't be beat. I'm not even having the discussion.
As a Prince fanatic, I put the attic in fan. You are wrong. And that is the end of that discussion. Prince's live version of Nothing Compares to You is the greatest.
It's not.
You're wrong. Goodbye.
Roger in Olathe. Hello, Roger.
Hello, how are you guys?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Good. Hey, I've got one for you. It bugs the heck out of me every day. I hear it. Steam's going to start coming out of my ears someday. Co-conspirator is not a word.
Co-conspirator?
Yes. Co-conspirator is not a word. You automatically have more than one conspirator.
Yeah, you're just a conspirator.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a great point, Roger.
I hadn't thought about that.
You guys have a good day.
You do the same, man.
If I'm your conspirator, you don't need the co.
Because we conspired together.
Yeah.
Jared in KCK, you get the last word. Hello. Jared.
Maybe he's using ellipses in real time.
You hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
It's the audio version of the ellipses.
I got one for you, all right?
All right.
You ever received information from somebody, and instead of just saying thanks, you have to feel like you have to say more, so you say, appreciate you, thanks. Well, doesn't that mean the same thing?
I love appreciate you.
You know what I'm saying? You say thanks because thanks might mean, okay, thanks, period. Like, oh, that guy's kind of mad. He just said thanks. But if I say appreciate you, thanks, it means more, but it means the same thing. Is that just me?
It is redundant.
Yeah. If you're saying the same thing twice, you're right about that. Because, I mean, the fact that you're thanking them indicates your appreciation.
That's what I'm thinking. All right, Scott, I got one for you. Dana, you too. You ever heard someone say, I ain't got no blank?
Yes.
They said, I don't have any. I ain't got no.
Ain't nobody got time for that,
Dana.
Right on, man. All right.
Those are good one, guys.
All right, you do the same. Those are good.
All right.
Those are very good.
We are not making this a topic because the entire posturing and cycle of this election drives me out of my mind, so I don't read a lot about it.
It ends in 2 weeks.
But we will pass this along as a news item that a television reporter locally has been struck by a bullet fragment at a shooting range campaign event. A reporter was injured in the arm.
Boy. At a shooting range.
Pretty sure works with at Channel 41. His name is Ryan. Began bleeding from his arm when a fragment from an AR ricocheted off a target from the candidate. While the reporter was there, I assume, covering the event. Could we please stop with the, no, I like guns better. No, I like guns better. No, I'm better at it. Well, clearly you're not, buddy. And I don't even know what side this person is on.
He's running against Josh Hawley.
Nor do I care. Why do we have to pull out the big guns in all the campaign ads? I don't understand it.
Why do we have to do it irresponsibly?
Yeah, this, and I don't, this is not a pun that I'm trying
to
make.
The reporter now can't cover the event.
No, they're probably rushed to the hospital.
Yeah, you now are part of the story.
They did bandage him up, and he remained at.
He did stay.
He did.
Okay, and I don't mean this as a pun. This is going to, because this is a left of the aisle candidate for U.S. Senate in Missouri.
Who served 13 years in the Marines.
That is correct. And is retired, if I'm not, or maybe he's a reservist or a National Guard lieutenant colonel, which is nothing to sneeze at. This story or this event is clearly going to backfire. Again, no pun intended, because you're out there trying to prove that I'm Second Amendment friendly. And somebody,
are you media friendly? Because you just shot a reporter in the arm.
Well,
by the way, the metal targets that they're shooting at are less than 15 feet away. Never, ever, ever think that that's a good idea. Please, dear God, don't. Because when the bullet hits that metal target, it has a tendency to bounce.
Reporter's going to be fine. They wrapped a belt around it, stemmed the bleeding, you know.
Good.
But yeah, he stayed on site.
God, when is this election over? Get us
2 weeks from today. 2 weeks from today, and it's all
election.
Over. Well, I would say that about any election because it's we don't talk politics on the show unless something like this happens. And it's all that anybody's doing on TV anymore. And it just makes everybody angry. That's why we don't talk politics on the show.
Would you guys like to know the four most common misuses of the ellipses?
Yes.
Yes, Sam, I would.
First, to indicate a pause in narration. It says here you can use a comma instead. Instead of using the word in a narration, it says here you can use a comma instead to cut out large chunks of an important quotation. And to interrupt a text, it says here to use a comma instead.
Why? Are you out of breath in there? To use a comma instead.
I was utilizing an ellipses in real time. Inappropriately.
You have completely lost your marbles. And I'm not kidding. I have never seen you like this before.
Now you know.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks. I mean, it's okay. It's very good.
Oh, good.
It's a beautifully written song. And I can still remember being in college when it first came out on MTV with Sinead O'Connor. And remember, it's just a picture of her face.
Yeah.
Or video of her face.
Tight.
And she starts crying, and that was not planned. She just started crying because the lyrics are so beautiful.
Doesn't Prince do it with Rosie Gaines?
He does. And I don't believe, I'll have to double check this. There may be a studio recording that came out after his death, you know, because his family is putting out just anything and everything that Prince did. Yeah. And it's a shame because if he wanted it released, he would have released it.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a song making machine.
Yeah.
There were reports back in the day that he would crank out a song a day.
Tens of thousands in the vault.
Yeah, and he would keep them in his vault at Paisley Park. And people said there were reels and reels of unreleased music in there.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, he passes, I think it was 2015, if I'm not mistaken.
Somewhere in there.
And, man, when they finally settled his estate, his family is putting out anything and everything they can find. I think there is a studio version, but the only one ever released by Prince was an actual live
performance with Rosie Gaines.
By the way, when you search Nothing Compares to You on Spotify, Prince is not the first one that pops up.
Well, Sinead O'Connor probably is.
She is?
Yeah, it was originally, he wrote it, but she was the one who originally recorded
it. Oh, gotcha.
And then years later, he was like, by years, I mean 3 years later, he was getting ready to put out a best of.
Okay.
His first, it was a three CD best of, and he had a recorded live version of Nothing Compares to You in the Vault.
Sorry, that was before my time.
And I know, it's okay. And he released that on the Hits albums. Apparently, they're going to fix the interchange at I-35 in Santa Fe and Olathe. Thank God.
Someone's going to get hurt.
I think it's the worst in the city, most poorly planned highway interchange in the city. Nearly $98 million was awarded to KDOT by the U.S. Department of Transportation to address the I-35 Santa Fe Street corridor in Olathe. In an announcement today, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly called the Infrastructure for Rebuilding America grant a win for Kansas and anyone who travels I-35 through Olathe. The project looks to eliminate bottlenecks at the intersection.
Do you find yourself taking the 435 to 69 Highway North exit ever?
No.
It has been crammed over into the shoulder, so you have a concrete barrier essentially right next to your vehicle. And people slam on their brakes to take the 103rd Street exit. I take that every day to go to work. And to Dana's point, somebody's going to die. I don't know how I haven't gotten in a wreck yet, because you are speeding up to make it to highway speeds, and then you have to slam on your brakes because somebody's trying to exit. And then you have to slam on the gas again so that you don't get rear-ended.
A story here from Channel 5. Investors with short-term rentals in Prairie Village will have to start rethinking their business plan. Monday night, last night, the city council prohibited property owners from entering into rental agreements that are less than 30 days long.
Yep.
The move was directed at doing away with hotel-style stays on platforms like Airbnb. The platform can still be used for furnished rental homes rented for periods of 30 days or more.
So you can do a long-term privilege, but not a short-term privilege? And then we're going to bring this back.
We should bring it back tomorrow.
We're going to bring this back tomorrow, because what are you grandfathered in if you've already been Airbnb-ing that property? Or does it just cut off right now? I couldn't find that today.
Most of the people who spoke at the meeting last night were opposed to short-term rentals or Airbnbs or whatever the other
company is. Unless you own one.
The word strangers was used many times during the public comment section, and some other also described concerns about safety and nuisances.
Okay. However, and we will talk about this tomorrow.
Okay.
How soon before someone with a lot of money and a lot of means, which that city has, gets caught during the World Cup or otherwise short-term renting that out?
Or renting out a room?
Yes.
Because it's almost one of those things,
I don't agree with it. Well, except this one time if I'm going to make a lot of money off of it.
All right, bonus hour. We'll go back to the story tomorrow because it's a good story. Bonus hour is next. On behalf of the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. God willing, we'll see you back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And be good to one another.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.